time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Yes, indeed, and it's a great day. It's Thursday. Today is the, 29th day of August. Where did August go? Well, I tell you, it's not over yet because tomorrow, Saturday the 31st, you will find, today's the 29th. Saturday is the 31st. There's an old-fashioned farm breakfast at the Morrill United Methodist Church, 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Okay, now, my guest today, of course, is James Anderson. James, is there going to be something at Mount Gilead on a breakfast?
Yeah, so the Mount Gilead State Park, they do what's called the Country Breakfast. It's their fundraiser to raise money for their playground equipment. But yeah, it'll be Saturday and Sunday, and then I think also Monday.
Really?
It's from 7 to 10, and it's donation. And
wow.
They give you pancakes, sausage, eggs, and biscuits and gravy.
Good.
And drink.
They're doing a lot of work. Is the new dam or anything completed over there? Do you know?
Yes, yep. It's completed. They built another bridge and made new trails. I've been on. So, yeah, they've done a lot.
Well, that's good, yeah.
They're at Mount Gilead State Park.
So a lot of people used to go there because that was the only trail around. But now we have our tall grass.
That's right.
All the area around, yes.
That's right.
Not only the tall grass trail, but we've got Sears Woods.
Myers Woods, yep.
Yeah, Myers Woods. And Watkins Green Spur.
Yep.
And Paradise.
Yep.
What else?
Well, there is the Caledonia Nature Preserve. But right now it's not accessible.
It's really nature.
Yes. It's all natural.
That's right. I keep thinking of the bridge that was moved there. You can't use it. And it would take a lot of money to restore that bridge and make it, even for a walking bridge.
Yes.
To go from the Caledonia Northern Road over into the wildlife area.
Yeah.
And like I say, it is wild. It has not had anything done to it.
Nope, that has not.
How many acres are in there, I wonder?
32.
32? Yeah. That's good size.
So it's our second largest park.
Yeah. And people sneak in there by doing an illegal thing by going over the railroad bridge.
Yes, and we try to tell them, it's at your own risk. You don't want you fall in the water.
That's right. So that's for development at a time in the future, and when there might be a few more funds available, too.
Yep, that's our goal, hopefully.
Yeah, boy. Because, I tell you, you don't run a park district for nothing, and there is no charge for it to come out and spend time fishing or, paddling around on your boat or bicycling or anything else. There's no set charge for anything. Is there a charge for any of the programs?
Nope. I offer them free.
No kidding.
Yep.
So it's a no-fee Marion County Park District. Things you can do.
That's right.
Well, that's great. Yeah. And you have programs for not only the smallest of children, but for us old-timers, too.
That's right. For all ages.
Now, I've seen Emily had some programs for youngsters from rather young.
Yeah, preschool to elementary age.
Yeah,
so.
Okay. What kind of programs do you offer for those little kids? What do they consist of?
Like we've talked about before, our preschool program, Kiddos at the Park, that's for about 3 to 5 year olds. And then we've done going on a nature hike, scavenger hunts, she's done like a color wheel hike. So that's what we, you know, we kind of focus on kids. We kind of focus on sensory, just basically, you know, looking out in nature, but using your senses at the same time.
So you've got a lot of programs coming up yet this year. Do you have anything during the winter time?
Yeah. So there's not a terribly lot because, of course, a lot of people don't like coming. But I try to, you know, offer programs here and there. But most of that time I'm going to nursing homes and some schools.
Well, sure. That's right.
And help promoting the parks by doing nature programs.
You can find programs of yours occasionally at the library.
That's right. I'm actually going to be doing one next week. Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Yep. Or 2 weeks, I guess I should say.
So. And so what would that be about?
Pawpaws.
Oh, pawpaws. Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
Do you want me to go ahead and talk about September's calendar?
You do that, by all means.
All right. So on September 3rd, we're having our Snakes on a Trail program at 5:30 p.m. at Tallgrass Trail. So come learn about some of the snakes.
How do you find snakes on the trail?
Well, because it's getting cooler. They love the asphalt.
Appear on the...
Yes. Yep. Okay. Now, hopefully, if it's a really warm day, you usually won't find them.
I mean, you don't go around lifting up pieces of tin trying to...
No. Just looking on the trail.
Yeah, okay.
So, on September 9th, what I just mentioned earlier, we're going to be doing a pawpaw program from 7 to 8 p.m. at the Marion Public Library. So come learn about this unique fruit. Hopefully, we'll bring some samples for you to try some. So, yeah. So.
That's right. Now, that would be good. And these samples you have to use up right away because
they don't last
long. A short shelf life.
That they do.
But you said before the pawpaw is the only tropical fruit in the Ohio.
In Ohio, yep.
Yes,
yep.
Right. That's great.
That's right.
And are there a lot of pawpaws around here?
Depends where you go. Like at Teradice, we do have a lot of pawpaw plants. But last Saturday, I did my one program. And we had one tree that's producing at least 6 to 8 fruits. So it showed that they are pollinating.
Well, that's good. That's more than I can say for my cucumbers. I've had 3 cucumbers this year and no bees.
No bees.
Where'd the bees go?
I don't know.
There are no beehives either around Clarendon. That would help if there were.
Yeah.
Because no bee is going to want to fly miles and miles to pollinate my cucumbers.
some bees do travel quite a bit.
They do, though, don't they? Yeah. I often thought if I was only younger, I would get a beehive. And there is apparently a young man that does that. He sells honey down there at Route 229 and 23.
Okay.
A lot of times he has a little stand along the road.
Yes, yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah.
I never stopped, but I've seen it. Yeah.
There's one over in Morrow County, too. At 61 and 229.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. And have you noticed that new factory, or not factory, but the Dollar Tree installation there?
Yeah. That's
that something?
It is.
Oh, my. I think that's the biggest building anywhere around.
Probably.
Oh, boy. Okay, now back to your schedule.
All right. We'll be at Wings and Wheels there at the Marion Municipal Airport.
That's on the 15th or
14th. 14th, yep, from 8:30 to 4:30. On the 16th, we'll be doing collecting milkweed pods at the Marion Tallgrass Trail from 5 to 6 p.m. So.
Okay, now why are you collecting them?
So because we are a part of the Ohio Pollinator Initiative program, which they collect the milkweed programs. Milkweed to help with restoration.
Okay, now the ODNR or whoever will plant those?
Yes, yes.
Oh, okay.
And if you kind of notice in like highways, you know, they have those bare grassy areas?
Yes.
Well, the Division of Wildlife is actually helping ODOT out planting all that because it's actually saving ODOT millions of dollars because you don't have to pay anybody. You don't have to pay for equipment. You don't have to pay for gas. So we're really excited. And because it's funny, for many years, there have only been 2 counties in the state of Ohio that have not done this program. And guess which one of those counties were? It was Marion. So
yeah.
I said, you know what? I'm going to change that. So
that's
I did
great.
Some calling around and finally got hold of someone from the Division of Wildlife. So, yeah. She's supposed to bring a bin out here in the next week or so. But, yeah, we're going to – and I'll be announcing something on Facebook, too.
Okay, so people will bring the pods to you?
Yeah, and then what we're going to do on the 16th, we're actually going to go out on the trail.
Okay.
And we'll do it also in October as well, but we got to find the right prime time to pick them. Yeah. We can't just pick them right now.
Now, the pods, should they be mature?
Yes, they need to be brown.
They turn brown, yes.
Yeah, if you pick them now while they're green, the seeds are no good.
The seeds would not germinate.
No.
Okay, but every year I take some of the pods from my milkweeds and I throw them into the air. But it's really interesting to study wind currents.
It is. Isn't it?
And see how they fly.
Yeah.
Wow. And to think that little milkweed seed might fly for, it could fly for 50 miles, you never know.
That's true.
And then land and suddenly, or next spring, comes a milkweed plant.
There you go.
And I'm very careful in mowing around mine because I'm getting more and more every year.
That's good. That's good.
Oh, yeah. I believe in helping the the situation there with the monarch butterflies.
Yeah, you got to help our local pollinators out.
Is there any other reason you would plant milkweed?
I mean, the whole monarch thing is probably the big thing.
Right?
I mean, like we talked about before, a couple other insects will use the milkweed. But other than that, there's really not many other bugs or wildlife that use milkweed.
Nothing in milkweed for humans.
No, not for us.
Not at all.
No, but like you said, back in the day in World War II with the parachutes, with the silk.
Yeah, and it's quite an era. But milkweed, there's another type of milkweed, isn't there? Joe Pye weed?
No, that's actually that's separate from milkweed. There's butterfly weed, which is orange.
Oh, okay.
And then there are other species of milkweed. There's Sullivan's, and then there's swamp milkweed.
Okay. But for the most part, we just have the regular milkweed.
Yeah, the common milkweed.
Okay. You'd have to go to a kind of like a wildlife area. Do you have anything growing out the tall grass trail other than milkweed, regular milkweed?
At our prairie area, butterfly weed is, we have it growing there.
All right. So it, too, supports a larva?
Yep, for the monarch, yep.
Yeah. Well, good. All right. So, okay, get back to the programs.
All right. So on the 19th, we'll be doing a bird watching program at the Myers Woods Nature Preserve at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Now, what is it, the Myers Woods Nature Preserve? You call it a nature, that's just the area itself. Is a nature preserve.
Yes. So our sister parks, we don't really manage as well, like Tallgrass Trail,
yeah,
you know.
Right.
We just basically have dirt trails, and other than that, we let nature take its course.
Yeah.
So
pure nature.
Yes, yes. So I'm hoping to see some fall migrants, some of the warbler species. Maybe we might see some there. So
that's good.
We'll see. So on the 20th, we'll be doing a night hike at Tallgrass Trail at 9 o'clock.
Charlie, do you remember when Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers' neighborhood came to visit us?
Yes, I do. All three times. What a great time we had.
Yes, riding in the popcorn parade twice with him was great.
He made more speedy deliveries that day than the post office does all year.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth. Spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Okay, we're back once again. A little diversion here. Herons at the Tallgrass Trail. Now, there's a green heron you can see every now and then.
Yep.
And the regular heron, which has got the long legs.
Yep.
Great blue heron.
Yep, great blue heron.
But now, what other?
The other two species that you'll see in Ohio are the black-capped night heron and the yellow-capped night heron.
Okay, are there any out our way?
The black-capped night heron we've seen quite a bit this summer at Tallgrass Trail / Big Island Wildlife Area.
Now, it's not all black?
It just has the black on the cap or the top of the head.
What's the rest of it?
It's mainly white.
Oh, okay. Well, that's interesting.
And they're about the same size as the green heron, so they're only about maybe 2 feet tall.
Yeah, right.
So they're I call them the fun size herons versus the great blues, that tall, lanky.
Okay, so they're mostly black but with a white top on.
Yeah, and
feathers
then,
on their head.
And then the adults, they'll have a red eye.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
And then the yellow-capped night heron, they'll look like they have long, blonde, spiky hair, mohawk kind of on top of their head. Now, not much in our area. Mm-hmm. Every once in a while, there's been some spot around Big Island, but mainly up by Lake Erie.
Now, are they a year-round type of bird?
No, they're summer.
Oh, okay.
Those herons, the green herons and the cap herons.
Yeah.
But like great blue, they typically stay year-round.
Now, I had heard once, too, that there was a rookery. It would have been out in the Big Island wildlife area, a rookery of great blue herons.
Oh, yeah.
A rookery means they're...
A group of them.
Yeah. So,
And you always know it's them because their poop is so acidic from eating a lot of fish, a lot of branches from the trees end up falling off.
No kidding.
Yeah.
But now, when they're standing in the water with those long legs, do they feel any... Well, you've never been a great blue heron. You don't know if they feel fish flying or squirming around.
I would imagine they probably would feel vibration.
Yeah. Otherwise, they must have sharp eyes.
Yes, they do. They do have very good
sight. And fast.
It's shadows. They're very good at spotting shadows.
Okay.
So a nice sunny day, that's a really good time for herons to fish.
And you talk about patience.
Oh, yeah.
Great blue will stand for a long time in a little creek waiting for its opportunity.
Oh, yeah. They are.
Isn't that something? Yeah.
Very good hunter.
Beautiful bird. My. Okay, so there are probably more great blue heron than any other variety?
And here in Ohio, yeah.
Okay, all right. Okay, now, let's see. You talked about activities.
I got just a couple more activities.
Yeah, okay.
On the 21st, we'll be doing our last summer hike series with the Marion, Ohio weather. This will be at the Marion Tallgrass Trail, but at the DeCliff parking lot from 12 to 2.
Oh, tell us a little bit about that. What's that all about?
So we're partnering with Marion, Ohio Weather with Zach Fuller, and it's helped to promote the Marion County parks and get people out and meet new people and all. So our first one was successful. We had about almost 30 people.
But really?
The other ones were usually about 2 to 5. So
yeah.
I know weather has been an influence.
And does Zach teach?
No, I do the teaching,
but he
does bring some light refreshments.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes water or sometimes just little snacks.
So. Well.
But yeah, this will be the last one. So we started in May, and then we came all the way till September. So.
And that the location again for that?
We'll be at the Tallgrass Trail, but at the DeCliff parking lot, which is about the 8-mile marker of the trail.
Okay, all right.
So.
And there's a parking lot there, of course.
Yes, and there's a Porta John restroom at that park, too.
Portion
of the park. So,
How is it coming on? Are the restrooms pretty well secured?
Yeah, so we got at the trailhead and then at the 8-mile mark at the cliff.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah.
And, go ahead with the rest of your activities.
All right, just got a couple more. So we'll be doing another pawpaw program, but this will be at the Paradise Nature Preserve. At 5:30 p.m. On the 25th, our Friends of the Prairie Park, that's our sister organization. You can come to our meeting at the Marion Historical Society building downstairs with Heritage Hall, starting at 7 o'clock p.m. And then on the 26th, we'll be back here with Charlie from 10 to noon. And then on the 28th, we'll be having our fall festival at from 1 to 4 p.m. So we'll be doing all kinds of fun activities.
Oh, a fall festival?
Yep. All ODNR will be out with their archery range. So yeah.
Really? All would be there then. Archery and what else?
Some other fall games and activities we've done, from making buckeye necklaces to donut bobbing to apple painting. So all kinds of neat stuff.
Well, that sounds good.
It's not much educational, but it's more, more fun activities versus our other events are more educational.
And the date of that again and the time?
September 28th from 1 to 4 at the Marion Tallgrass Trail, the trailhead.
Now, what you, of course, during the winter months, you do a lot of indoor activity.
Yeah.
For various club groups and others. You have a whole range of things you can bring for some on-site interesting educational things.
Oh, yeah.
Like your scat.
Right, from scat to skulls, furs, insect collections, all kinds of things.
Wow. Have you found any interesting insects this year?
Yeah. When we did our moth program, we caught an imperial moth. which is one of the silk, the big silk moths.
The big one, yeah.
Yeah, so that was a pretty fun program last month.
Is that as big as the Luna?
No, they're actually a little bit smaller. Imperials are about the size of the palm of your hand, versus okay. Lunas are a little bit bigger and longer.
Now, is there any goodness, or what good would a moth be in nature?
So a lot of moths are pollinators.
Oh, okay.
So, yep. And then because some of our flowers keep open or blossom during the nighttime, and so moths pollinate them. And, of course, they're a good food source for bats and other nocturnal animals.
Wow. Incidentally, it's not in the park district criteria, but how do you hand pollinate a cucumber?
You know, I would say maybe a toothbrush. I know, like pumpkins, I've seen people do that.
Is that right?
They got a toothbrush and you know, scrub the male part and then yeah. put it on the pistil, the female part.
Yeah, I should do that, some of that, before my plant withers away.
Yeah.
It's been an awful year for, but I've been lucky. I've had people bring me cucumbers.
Oh, that's good. That's
and
good.
I got a whole bowl of cucumber salad to eat. Oh, it's been a great stuff. Year. Now, I had one cucumber that I found it accidentally, and it was in the shape of an L.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was odd.
Huh. I've never seen a cucumber grow that way.
It makes it a lot more difficult to peel.
Oh, I bet. I bet it does.
Oh, my. Okay, so it's 11:38 right now. Now, if you have any questions regarding the Marion County Park District or anything in nature, give us a call at 740-383-9944. And we've got James Anderson here. He can't get out until we let him.
That's right. I like just make a couple updates.
Yes, yes.
I don't know if anybody saw, but the Ridgedale Lions Club, they have made a pavilion out at the lake.
Really?
Yep.
No kidding.
I'm sorry, I have to look it up. In memory of Jim Roller, I probably butcher that, but he passed away, I guess, early last year.
Oh, okay.
And they dedicated that pavilion to him. So
okay, so now the pavilion, it doesn't have a floor.
Yes,
and a roof.
Yes, it's got a little roof. It looks like a little gazebo.
Okay, so, and we can.
But it overviews the lake.
Will you bring a chair, or does it have a bench?
They installed a little bench,
no
but
kidding.
You can bring a chair.
Yeah. Well, that's nice to. And if it rains, you'd be undercover.
Yes, yes.
Well, that's good to hear.
And then speaking of another pavilion, Tribe Rivers is starting to build our little small shelter house at the DeCliff parking lot.
Oh, really?
So if you're bicycling or walking and if it's raining.
Shelter.
Yeah, you got a little shelter house.
How about that? Here's a caller. Okay, good morning, caller.
Good morning, caller. How are you this morning?
Well, fine.
I got a question for Anderson.
All right.
Okay, maybe he can answer. For about 3 or 4 days, the yard next to us is overgrown in weeds and it had a lot of chicory in it.
Okay.
So for about 3 or 4 days, there was this bird, and I couldn't get close enough to get a picture of it, but it had a black head, black wings, a black tail, and the rest of the body was yellow. And it only landed on the chicory. It wouldn't land anywhere else. And then when sparrows or starlings came around, it would fly away.
Okay.
But it came here about 3 or 4 days. And I wonder if he might know something about it.
It might be an American goldfinch.
Yeah, what was
it? It sounded like American goldfinch based on your description.
Yeah, well, it's black, you know, except the bottom was yellow.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they like eating the seeds off of chicory.
Yeah, but that was the only place it would land that was on the chicory.
Okay, yeah. Interesting.
Okay.
And I said the sparrows and the turkeys would run it off, so they came around.
Yeah, they love thistle seeds.
Well, they stayed there about 3 or 4 days and then it disappeared.
Okay.
Very good. Okay, well, thanks.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
That reminds me of the old song. Chicory, chick, chala, chala, chickalaromi, in a bananica, balica, walica, can't you see? Chicory, chick is me.
Well, that was a mouthful. I don't know if I can sing that. You can make a coffee off that.
That goes way back. Oh, yeah. My land.
Yeah, did you know that? Yeah, you can make a coffee out of that.
Yes, that's right, off the root.
I've had it. It's not
that
good. But
I think during the war, we pulled up some chicory and roasted the roots, ground it up, and there was something else, a Postum that you could buy, a name brand called Postum, a substitute for coffee. None of it was good as good old coffee.
No. Yeah. I think some of your health food stores will sell chicory.
That's right. Yeah, you're so true. And a lot of places say, well, mix some chicory with the regular coffee. I would rather just have the regular coffee.
Amen to that.
Yeah. Now, there's another plant out there called the oyster plant. Oyster. Are you familiar with that? It's supposedly that when you pull it up when it's young and eat the roots, it tastes like an oyster.
I never know. I've never tried
there's
that.
There's probably naturally would be a Latin name for it, but
yeah.
I can't remember. But, yeah, there's so many things out there. And they've talked about, too, in the news, the poisonous plants that are out there.
Oh, yes.
Including the big, tall one.
Poison hemlock, yeah.
Yeah, poison hemlock, oh, my land.
Wild parsnip.
Yeah, oh, yeah. What's a parsnip look like?
So they kind of have like a Queen Anne's lace kind of flower. It's more umbrella shape, but it's yellow.
Yellow, okay, yes, okay.
And it's not... It's the sap is what's dangerous
on
the parsnip.
Okay.
And it's what's the most case is when you're weed whacking.
Yes.
And when you're doing that, all that juice is flying around and it lands on you. I've never had it, but I had a friend, and he said it's awful. He said it feels like a burning sensation.
Is that right?
On your skin.
So watch out. That's like a Queen Anne's lace, only it's yellow.
Yeah. But what's nice is actually they're starting to die off. So they're mainly a summer plant. But since we're getting more in the fall, cooler season, I've noticed a lot of hemlock is dying off, a lot of parsnips dying off. So, but yeah, I think we're almost out of the woods with that.
Okay.
But of course, poison ivy, it's always
It will always be there.
Yep.
You know, I sneak up on it and try to snip the main stem. And within a day, you see the leaves drooping down.
Oh, yeah.
But don't even touch a drooping leaf. Because you'll get poison ivy regardless.
All parts, yeah.
That is some plant, the poison ivy.
The oils from it can last for a long time.
Yes.
There was a botanist who was studying a pressed plant that was almost 100 years old, and he still got
it. No kidding.
So that aerosol can last for a fair
time. And I hear, too, that burning poison ivy is not a good thing
to do. It's the worst form. Even if you don't get poison ivy, because you're breathing
it
in.
And
it can damage your lungs.
Yeah. So there's many things out there. That's why it pays to know a little bit about nature. It's so interesting, and it can save you maybe a heartache or two. If it's like things on poison ivy or the yellow, what do you call the yellow?
A parsnip.
Parsnip. Is there anything about the Queen Anne's lace?
I mean, it's not dangerous, no.
Okay. All right. We're going to break here. We'll be right back with our last few minutes with James Anderson, Marion County Park District.
Hey, Charlie. Did you know that Mayor Jack Kellogg has a great collection of political memorabilia?
Yes, I did know that. But do you know what his most prized political possession is?
No, Charlie. What is it?
Hillary Clinton's hairbrush. Never been used.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
/180/111, and I had a stroke. I couldn't speak or walk.
150/90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back with James Anderson, Marion County Park District. Our lines are open, incidentally. If you would like to inform or ask James anything, 740-383-9944. Maybe there's something you've seen out there you're not familiar with. Of course, there could be a lot of things that you're, unless you're a so-called top of the scale expert, there's a lot of things out there you wouldn't know what they are.
That's right, that's right.
And a lot of interesting things, too. So we talked about, too, that tall plant, the
hemlock.
The hemlock, poison hemlock. Now, the juice of that would be poisonous, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and even the outer, what's called the glaucus, if you touch in and you have a cut or a burn, or if you touch your eyes, it can cause blindness.
Oh, my. So. Now, that plant, you know, and here we talk about things poisoning you, and here this plant grows all over the place, and people don't even realize.
Yeah, it loves the road ditches.
And
this year was really bad because all the rain we had in June.
Oh,
they're kind of water loving, so they were kind of overgrown.
And when I bicycle all the time, I could smell them. They produce not a bad fragrance, but you can tell that where they're growing. And
bugs
see,
like them.
Yeah. Oh. And they can get, 3 feet tall?
The hemlocks, they can get 7 feet.
Oh, really?
I'm 6'5", and I've seen some a lot taller than me.
And they're a tubular stem, more or less, and you can cut them off easy, but you don't want to get splattered by that juice.
No, that you don't.
Oh, my.
Very dangerous.
What about these guys that are roadside mowers?
Got to wear, long sleeves, gloves, mask, eye goggles.
I wonder what kind of instructions they're given about avoiding, because they're obviously cutting down a lot of the poisonous plants.
I bet ODOT's got some type of manual.
Yeah, they must have. Yeah, read this manual before you go out and. Yeah, right. And they always wait till later in the year. Is that so the nesting rabbits won't get chewed up? Oh, yeah. We have just a second. We got a call. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Hey, I was almost running out of time, and I wanted to call in and say, Marion County is lucky to have a resource like James Anderson. Very fortunate to have him.
Yes.
Very knowledgeable. And I don't know what kind of events he has other than going on, but he's going to have a big crowd this year with the fly-in.
Yes.
And have all of the little critters and the pelts and that stuff again. So if you don't get a chance between now and then, whatever events he has going, bring your kids out to the fly-in and you can meet James in person.
Yep.
You can see all of the critters that he knows about and have a really great time.
Yeah, he'll be there all day the 14th.
That's right, all day the 14th. And also, for folks interested, tickets are kind of going brisk. I've dropped off tickets to the VIP reception, and I'm dropping off posters to places around town so everybody will get a chance to know that, hey, we've got a big fly-in coming up here on the 14th and a real special VIP reception on Friday the 13th. I'm out here doing my shopping. I'm multitasking, so just wanted to call before the end of the show.
Very good.
Right. Good show. Thank you very much.
All right.
Well, thank you, Terry.
Yes, okay, yeah. Now, you've got some indoor shows you're going to be doing. We'll announce those. Are you going to do more of those in the cold weather?
Yes, yep.
Okay. And we'll keep trying to. And all this is announced, too, on Facebook, isn't it?
That's right, yep. We usually do it a few days before the day before the program and then the day before. So.
Okay, yeah. So look for that. And what would we type in on our smartphones to access? Well, wait a second. Here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Hey, Charlie.
Yeah.
That other fellow's talking about these guys mowing along the road.
Yes.
I've seen the state and county guys get out of the tractors or off of the tractors with shorts on.
Oh,
yeah?
Yeah, I can only imagine.
Huh.
Very good. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that would be I would have never thought of that before, but when you think about the poisonous weeds and poison ivy and everything else, and obviously they occasionally mow poison ivy. Wow.
Yeah. It's a nasty find. It can over. That's why we're always constantly have to do at the trail, always manage poison ivy, because it grows everywhere.
Isn't that something?
It's native, but it can be what's called aggressive.
It is really native to Ohio?
Yes.
Well, probably all over.
Just about, yeah.
Yeah.
And now they're producing berries right now.
Oh, beautiful berries.
Yeah. Now they look green right now, but then probably about late September, early October, they'll start to turn white.
Yeah.
And the birds and squirrels and chipmunks, they love eating them.
And they don't get poison ivy.
That's right, they don't. But if you and I ate them, we'd die.
But their scat would have some of that in
it. That's right, it would. Yeah, so if you see little white berries in their scat, you say, oh, yep, he's eating poison ivy.
Now, Oh, here's another caller. Yes, caller, go ahead. Hello?
Hello.
Yes.
Please don't hang up.
We
got a telemarketer.
From Mount Vernon.
Oh.
Wow. Oh, my. 11:52 is the time. And we have a few moments yet with James Anderson. And they must robocall from Mount Vernon.
Oh, boy.
That's interesting. But let's see, what else as we go toward fall? There's so many. Well, like you mentioned, poison ivy. The seeds can be different colors altogether. I mean, some beautiful. It looks almost like, man, I would love to cut those and put in a jar because they're beautiful. But that's not the case.
They kind of almost like mistletoe.
Yeah,
they almost
that's
have
right.
Kind
yeah,
of that
exactly.
Same appearance.
Yes. And,
but you wouldn't want to kiss under that plant.
That'd be the last kiss you ever did. Oh, my. You go around with rubber lips. At least. Oh, my. 11:53 is the time if you'd like to call. 7403-39944. Now, I'll have to look into that oyster plant.
Okay.
And salsify. That's right.
Salsify. Okay.
Yeah, that's it. It's known as salsify or the oyster plant.
Okay. I'll have to research that. Yeah.
And I don't know if you get the roots in the spring. I think so.
Okay.
And cook them. And it tastes like an oyster.
Okay.
I love oysters. I like oysters. I like fried oysters.
Yeah.
And a lot of people dislike drinking them down like clams or whatever. But there's no taste to that.
I've never
That's
done
only
that.
A show-off thing.
Oh.
You know, oh, I had an oyster on half shell today.
Oh, gee.
Well, if I had an oyster, I would fry it.
Yes.
And
everything's good fried.
Yes, I remember my mother used to take eggs and crackers and crunch them up and put oysters in there to fry.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that's good, yeah.
I bet.
And I noticed, too, I'm sure you didn't see any this year, any morel mushrooms?
I've seen a few.
Really?
Yep, at the trail and at Myers Woods.
Oh, my. Wow.
But, people pick them.
Oh, listen, they'll die for them. Okay. And there's one state, is it Wisconsin or one of them, they have a morel mushroom festival.
Oh, probably.
Oh, I would love to, if I had to walk out there, if I wasn't so old, to eat morel mushrooms as many as I could.
Oh, yeah, they're good, aren't
they? Oh, man. Are there how about puffballs? Is there another name for puffball?
No, I mean, there might be, but I always call them puffballs.
Yeah, well, you think you'll see any out of the tall grass?
Probably not, because of the with the railroad bed. They like more clay soil.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Now, like Greenspur or Myers Woods would be probably a good spot to see them. I've never seen them. Now, pheasantbacks, they grow at Teradice, and I've heard they are edible.
What'd you say it was?
A pheasantback.
A pheasantback?
Yeah.
Never heard of that.
I've had a person tell me, and I've done some research, and yeah, they said they you can cook with them. So.
Well, interesting, yeah. Now, one time, I never will forget, I was on a road behind the reservoir there south of Mansfield.
Clear Fork?
Clear Fork, yes. Yeah. Up on the high hill above Clear Fork, I found an entire field of puffballs.
Well, did you?
I couldn't believe it. I looked out there, and I like puffballs, but not too many slices at a time.
Yeah.
It get kind of sickening.
Oh, yeah.
And you got to get them while they're young, or you get all those little bugs.
Yes.
And, of course, bugs might be tasty. I don't know.
A little protein, right?
Oh, my. But, yeah, you know, over the years, James, people have brought me large mushrooms and with a smile on their face.
Oh,
like,
I bet.
I really appreciate that. And I take it home and open it up, and it's nothing but light green bugs. What? You got to get them while they're young.
That's right.
Before they get so big.
Yep.
A larger puffball isn't the best. The small ones are good.
Yeah, they're nice and tender.
And they grow overnight.
It seems like it, doesn't
it? Now, is there any other thing that, other than a spore originated, anything that can grow that fast? I don't know of anything.
I can't think of anything at the moment.
And just like overnight, mushrooms pop up. Puffballs, puffball is a fungi.
Yep,
and it's really interesting. So, but you say You actually have seen a morel mushroom?
I have. Ooh. Yep, at the Tallgrass Trail. Ooh. And at Myerswitz Nature Preserve.
No kidding.
So,
man, that would be something. I haven't had one in so many years, I can't even remember. I can remember the taste. Oh.
My wife was mad because I didn't pick any. I just leave them there just for nature. But I said, I know someone will pick them.
Oh, yeah.
And sure enough, yep, somebody did.
Yeah. They'll die for that. Yeah. I think I told you once, I knew of a mushroom hunter in Crawford County, and I thought I'd follow him to see where he's getting his. And he led me on a wild goose chase.
Oh, geez.
Miles and miles, knowing that I was trying to find his source.
Oh, boy.
He was up to me, yeah. And that's the way it is. It's 11:57. Got time for another call if anybody would like to call and ask anything. Now, remember, Salsify, they call the oyster plant, and it's been many years since I tasted a Salsify. Oh, my. And the hickory, or chicory, rather, growing along the highways, if it's moist enough, the ground, you can pull that out.
Yeah.
And dry that root. And then roast it. I don't know how long you'd put it in the oven.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Then you have to grind it up a little if you're going to make coffee out of it. But my big question, James, over the years, why does chicory grow along highways?
It's just one of those plants that doesn't require a lot of nutrients.
It must be, yeah.
And they're actually a non-native as well.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, they were brought here by the pioneers, apparently, from or by trains.
Probably. I forget their original story, yeah. But yeah, I know they're not native.
We had so many things fall off of railroad cars.
Yes.
And take Route 95 between Marion and New Bloomington, and that railroad is just full of native or non-native plants.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Okay, we've got about a minute to go here. So when is your next program and where is it?
So the next one will be at September 3rd at the Tallgrass Trail at 5:30 p.m. about snakes.
Okay. Oh, and you mentioned a kind of an extravaganza, or I mean a final.
The Fall Festival on September 28th from 1 to 4 p.m. at Tallgrass Trail.
Okay. What are you going to have there?
Archery, some different games and activities.
Okay. Sounds good to me. And folks, take advantage of the Marion Park District. I mean, it's growing, and it's growing. More programs all the time, more educational things, and be sure you get your kids involved, too. And they'd love it out there. And that lake has been something, and the shelters now they're being built. And I'm glad to see so many groups really attaching themselves to the Marion County Park District.
Yes, we have a lot of great community.
Yeah, that's what it takes. Okay, James Anderson, my guest today, he'll be back next month. At the same, what is it, the 4th?
The 26th.
Yeah, 26th, okay. Next month. Next month.
Yep, next month.
Okay. Have a good day, folks. Take good care of yourself.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio.
I'm Charlie Evers, and I'll be on 10 till 12 today. And welcome your phone calls today. I'm going to leave it up to all of you to ask questions.
What you, who are listening today, to invest your time and energy in this radio station. I think it's an interesting experiment. We're having a lot of fun doing it. But by your support, you can possibly arrange for them to get a better heater in the studio, because we talked about this last night.
Here we go.
That space heater just isn't doing the job. I have my parka on that I wore in the car to come to work this morning.
3 minutes in, and we're already on the heater again.
I'm sorry. It's killing me here.
No, let me tell the story about the heat.
Oh, okay.
Okay, let's get into this right away off the bat. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com.
Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT.